Morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. We're going to wait just a few more moments to allow those who are joining us for our first prayer call for Reset 2025 to be able to join us on the line. But how grateful to God I am for not only another day that the Lord has made, but the day that we begin this journey into a new us, into a new world around us. I am so grateful to God and excited to share this first prayer with you on this morning. How we look to God to guide us and to find the balance and to give us the joy that we need. Listen, day one of fasting is always a mixed bag of emotions. There's going to be those joyful moments of getting started. Then there will be those moments when you realize, what have I gotten myself into? I can't believe I've got 39 more days of this. My prayers that as we balance out today, that your joy will overwhelm your anxiety and your worries. Listen, when you've got a long journey ahead of you, remember the word of God. The word of God. The word of God through the prophet Zechariah says, "Curse is the one who hates the day of small beginnings." And sometimes you just got to appreciate the very small beginning. What you will learn is you take it one day at a time, one step at a time, one temptation at a time. Already this morning, I've had to fight the desire to reach for some coffee or some caffeinated beverage that I would usually have in the morning. Got on my knees, prayed, made some tea instead. And you know what it's going to be? A good day. Remember, beloved, you can do this by the power of the Holy Spirit. My prayer today is that as you meditate on your devotions, and read up on John 13 and see all the ways that Jesus demonstrated love and press that upon his own followers, saying that this is how people will know that you belong to me when you love others. That God will give you a joy to increase your capacity and ability to love people with the radical transformative love of Jesus. Satan has no victory on us on day one. Come on, beloved, let's bow in prayer as we begin this journey. God, how we thank you that today mercies have been brand new, that today our strength and our life has been restored and renewed, that our sins of yesterday have once again been covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, and the punishment, the wages of sin that should have fallen before us. Lord, you've held back, and for that we say thank you. And not only for this new day, O Lord, but for this new journey that we begin. Many of us, O Lord, have sensed that you've called us to this. Many of us have sensed that we're standing here not just out of protocol or out of pressure, but out of a real sense that you're doing something new in our lives and through us. You want to do something in the world in which we live. So, God, today we thank you for the call to reset our lives with you. We thank you, O Lord, for the vehicle, the avenue of this prayer fast in these 40 days of those who prepared us, those who outlined our journals, those who laid out our prayer calls, everyone, Lord, who's put it in their hand. Towards this, we give you thanks. We believe that through them, you're preparing to do an amazing thing in us. And God, I thank you for our heart that wants to grow closer to you. I thank you, Lord, for all the minds that say, I'm searching to hear God's voice. I thank you, oh God, for hearts that are willing to sacrifice and discipline their flesh that we might draw closer to your presence, Lord. It's one day, and it's day one, Lord, and we give you all the thanksgiving and the glory. Already, we know it's already successful, Lord. We know, O Lord, that you've already seen the end while we're in the beginning. Lord, we believe that this first step on this day will already bring a joy to our life And Lord, today I pray that someone be reminded that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that the joy of seeking God will get you through this day. The joy of drawing closer to the Lord will give you the power to overcome the frustrations and the temptations. Listen, one of the ways you know God has called you to something is when the devil begins to agitate it. If the devil does not attack it, God may not be in it. So there are going to be temptations today. There are going to be frustrations. There may even be some moments of doubt. There may be some moments of wanting to quit on day one. I'm praying with you that the Holy Spirit would guide you through that, so that you would know that the power of the Holy Spirit pushing you past what you feel, the power of the Holy Spirit lifting you above what you can only see and think in the moment, a Holy Spirit giving a vision of something greater than the right here and the right now. My brothers and my sisters, may God guide you today. May God keep you today. May God lift you today in all that you're called to do, and all that you're called to be, and all that we're fasting from, and all that we're sacrificing. May the Lord God Almighty guide us on this day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it today. Oh, gracious God, we stand in the living legacy of all those sisters and brothers who stood and walked and marched and bled and were incarcerated and died with him, Lord, that we might inherit freedoms that too often a new generation has taken for granted. Make us mindful, oh God, for the practice that was paid for the privileges in which we now stand. And may we today be advocates for that same life, that same justice, that same equality for all. Oh, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, many of us have fearful concerns about what tomorrow may bring. But we pray, Lord, like Jehoshaphat did as he went into battle. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are watching you. Our hearts are focused on you. Our lives are seeking you. Oh, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, you said that we would find you when we sought you, for you are with us always in our heart. So the 100% of us, all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength, we commit ourselves, Lord, to this day. We commit ourselves, Lord, to this day, one journey. Oh God, we ask that even now, that we begin to feel the power of the Holy Spirit to guide us, that someone would hear your voice in a clear way, that someone would feel victory, knowing that they've been able to say no to something that they've never said no to before. Lord, that we would walk with the victory of knowing that we are ambassadors of the love of Jesus Christ, and that through us, someone's life will be made better. God, I'm asking you not just to change me through reset, but use me to make someone else's life better. For our dietary, Lord, give us strength. As we say no to the caffeine and the alcohol and the sugars, as we begin to purge and purify our bodies, Lord, as we begin to turn our phones down and walk away from Facebook and Instagram and all the other social media and gaming apps and apps that eats up so much of our time, that we may find ourselves in your holy word. And Lord, for our financial commitment, as we begin to restrict and restrain ourselves from unnecessary spending, Lord, shield us on day one, guide us on day one, hold us on day one. And when we feel weak, when you feel weak, my brother, when you are tempted, my sister, remember that there are other Christians walking with you on this journey. So today, do me a favor at some point, whisper a prayer for God to strengthen everyone on this journey. Ask the Lord to hold someone who may be failing. Ask the Lord to hold someone who may be tempted. Ask the Lord to to strengthen someone who may be stumbling. Let's pray for one another on this journey, that when this day comes to an end and we lay down, we will hear the Lord whisper in our ears, well done. God, we thank you for this day one. I pray now that you be with us as we go forth and all that we say and do. May it bring you glory. Lord, may it honor you, and may it demonstrate our commitment to seek you with all our hearts. God, I thank you so much. I thank you for every prayer warrior on this call. I thank you for every brother and sister in Reset. I thank you for what eyes have yet to see and ears have yet to hear. But we know it's in the works. I heard someone say, faith is believing God can. Trust is acting like God already has. Trust like God has already brought you to victory through Reset. And in his name, we seek the victory over our flesh and the change in our world. This is our prayer on this day, on this first day of Reset. And we lift up in the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus, who alone and always is our Savior and our Christ. And all on this prayer call, all on this prayer call, hallelujah, said amen, amen, and amen. Beloveds, happy day one of Reset. Please note that the prayer is recorded, and you can always go back or direct those who may not have been able to get on this early morning call at 7 a.m. to join us and hear the prayer again. I'm praying for your victory on day one. This is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ, because that's how people know we are his disciples. Have a blessed and beautiful day one. We'll be right back here by the grace of God tomorrow at 7 a.m. Love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed day, everyone.